We're holding in Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're five lines down, and we're turning to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Akor l'mafrei lo yaltzeh." If you read it out of order, you're not yotzi. So now we pick up and we say, so we have a story, a nice, beautiful story tied into that. It says, "Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, or Beri Tveria, havu kakatran le ganana Rav Elazar." They were, you know, setting up his chuppah for Rav Elazar. Amalahu, so he Rav Elazar the chassan said to Rav Ami Rav Asi, who were doing all the work, "Listen, he's the chassan, he's not going to do the work. Adahachi v'hachi, well, you guys are busy doing that. Ezel, I'll go to the Beis Midrash. Ve'eshma milsa de Beis Midrash. I'll learn some, you know, a nice tikkul Torah. Ve'aisi, I'll come back. Ve'emalachu, and I'll tell you what I heard." So that's what he did. Azel, he went. Ashachay, and he found the Tana Katani Kameid de Rav Yochanan. He found, you know, Brisa teacher saying this in front of Rav Yochanan. Quote. So now the Brisa begins here. It's actually a Tosefta. It says, it's a Tosefta here, Brachas. Kara v'ta'a, if a person was reading Kriyashma and he made a mistake, Veno yodea laheichan ta. He just doesn't know where he made his mistake. So then, chos the rosh. That's the Bach puts in. That's what the Tzesta says. So it goes back to the beginning. If you don't know where you made a mistake, go back to where you, to the beginning. Be'emtza, haperek. If you're in the middle of the perek and you made your mistake, yachzor la rosh, or the girsa probably is l'tchias haperek. L'tchilas haperek, I should say. But the point is, go back to the beginning of the perek so you know you're picking up and including everything correct from then on. Ben perek laperek. If you made a mistake between the parakim, yach the parak arishon, you're not sure if you were holding the first parak or the second parak, you got mixed up. So they talk about, for example, tefillin and both. So you don't know which one, so go back to the first parak just to play it safe again. Right? Ben ksiva la ksiva. If you're in the word uchsav toma, you're not, wait a second. Ksiva, you're not sure where you're holding. You mentioned ksiva, you're not sure if you're talking about the first or the second parsha. Yachso la ksiva rishona, go back to the first ksiva because, again, to play it safe. End of Brisa. So this was the person who said this fun of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan said, and Rav Elazar was overhearing this conversation. So Rav Yochanan said, "Lo shano elav shalo pasach." That assumes that the guy who was involved in the ksiva confusion didn't actually get the point, and he continued on to saying with Laman Yirbu Yumeichem. He didn't actually say the words Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, because if he did, Aval pasach b'Laman Yirbu Yumeichem. If he got that far, so then we can assume that Sarchi Naket. Like, you know, I don't know, habit dragged him, he took a hold of him. Vasi, and that's how he's brought to that point. In other words, you can assume, like, if your mouth went on an autopilot, then you consume the whole thing was an autopilot, and you said Shema 100,000 times, so there's 100,001 times you did it right. If you made a mistake before, then your head would tell your mouth, wait a second, what are you doing earlier on? So once you got that far, you can assume you did it right. And that's what Rav Yochanan said, that's what the Tana said, and that's what Rav Elazar heard. And therefore, Asa, Rav Elazar came back, Rav Amin Rav Asi back at the chuppah. Va'amr lahu, and he said, this said the mice over. Amrule, so now Rav Amin Rav Asi said back to Rav Elazar, ilo banu, if we didn't come for the wedding, el ishmo davar zeh, if we didn't forget the wedding, if we just for hearing that halacha enough, dayenu, that would have been worth coming down here to do all the work. Because that's such a fabulous halacha to know the halacha to make mistakes in Kriyat Shema. And with that, you end the Mishnah. Yeah, and this Mishnah, we'll now start the next Mishnah.